Yep.
Shut up! Just shut up. Don't say anything. God. Hello and welcome to the Exploding Barrel Podcast for November 13th, 2009. This is
Friday the 13th.
I know, isn't that terrifying? I'm surprised they're not releasing another movie or something. There must be some horror movie coming out Friday.
I know, I'm sure there is.
Hi, this is Mike, joined by AJ.
Yo.
It's just us, but you know, we're still cool, right?
Right? Mike, he's not feeling well. Of course we are.
Yeah, I've been better, so we're doing a show. Probably not going to go on... I prefer not to go an hour and a half, let's say.
Yes, I understand.
But, you know, we'll do the show, because... Yeah, the NPDs came out today. So, we have to talk about NPDs, because that's always just too much fun. So, why don't we just do that? Go into the news, then...
Okay.
You know, everyone... God, you know the format. We're going to do news or talk about games and shit and whatever. It'll be fun.
Alright, so in the hardware space, the Wii's back on top, thanks to its price drop. The strong showing of 506,900 units, followed closely by the DS at 457,600 units. Then once again, the PS3 up there at 320,600, followed by the Xbox 360 at 249,700, PSP at 174,600, PS2 at 117,800.
Well, first I want to say PSP beating 360. Okay, the first month, that was price drop. This month, system seller, Uncharted 2, confirmed.
You mean PS3, not PSP.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I got confused for a second.
I'm a mess.
Yeah. Well, you said you said that because Uncharted sold 537,000 units for the month of October, and reports are coming out today that the game has officially broke 1 million units sold.
That does me good to see that Uncharted 2 took the number one spot.
Yeah, thank God.
I was kind of...
what else could they do?
I guess I was kind of surprised, because I don't know, I just kind of assumed, because Uncharted 1 wasn't... Out of the gate, it wasn't a great seller, and I guess I thought that this one should be, but I was still just worried that, like, it would get... It just wouldn't get the attention it deserved, but nope, there it is, number one seller. It's now a mega franchise, just like the rest of them, so that's good.
Yay.
To know. Yeah, it has its place. I mean, really, when you think about it, Uncharted is probably... That's Sony's big franchise right now, right?
It seriously is.
Like, what else? They don't have Metal Gear Solid anymore. That's
nope.
Going to 360. They don't have GTA. That Uncharted is their big friend. I guess God of War would probably still be first. God of War would still be number one. But, you know, Uncharted is something they can look at and say, this is something that was created for the PS3, you know, and it's big and it grew on there. So, yeah, good for them.
Yeah. Going down the rest of the list, we have Wii Fit Plus. Borderlands makes a very strong debut. Not bad for a game that a lot of analysts were saying was sent out to die.
Yeah, I wanted to say, that is really good for Borderlands. That is a brand new IP.
418,000.
That's a freaking brand new IP, and that's just on the 360.
It's smart, because when you make a game that's so like addictively focused on multiplayer like that, word of mouth advertising takes care of that. All it takes is one of your friends to buy it and rave about it for everyone else to go out and buy it, you know?
I think everyone could look at those commercials. It was an appealing art style. I think, you know, good for Borderlands. You know, so, and also, I want to say, Uncharted 2, guess what, guys? You advertised that game, and it sold well.
I know, right?
You advertised it well, too.
Advertising's working so far.
Well, so far. We'll get to that.
Let's see. Wii Sports Resort, NBA 2K10 had a really strong opening month. That's weird.
Yeah, it did.
There's the 360 version. Then you got Halo 3 ODST, and then the PS3 version of NBA 2K10. Forza Motorsport 3 made a nice opening. Then Kingdom Hearts 358 over 2 days.
Which actually came out like the very end of September, I believe.
Yeah.
So it made sense we would see it here, but you know, it's going to do well.
To finish off list, FIFA Soccer 10 on the Xbox.
Hey, FIFA Soccer, still sold in the U.S. There you go. So, Brutal Legend did not chart.
No. Yeah, that's true. That's
and
a bummer.
This one was, I mean, this was kind of, I feel bad. They tried so hard. All the commercials, all the appearances, everything they could do.
I know, seriously.
When
you look at FIFA Soccer comes in at 156,000, my God, they didn't sell that many. That seems, like, unlikely.
Right, and this game came out, like, October 13th.
Same day as Uncharted.
Yeah, that's, I guess...
That's a little upsetting.
And it's kind of surprising, because even when I was just at the midnight sale for Uncharted 2, I was like the only guy there getting Uncharted 2. Everyone else was getting Brutal Legend.
Really?
Yeah. Right. I hate to say it, but I think he might have wanted to play it a little safer with Brutal Legend. I know that sounds like, well, he's supposed to be breaking boundaries, he's Tim Schafer, but I don't
know how much, though, that would have affected the sales. It might have affected people maybe not liking the game once they had it.
I don't
know.
Unless
word of mouth about that got out really fast.
Well, you have to admit that the excitement for that game seemed to die off pretty quickly once it was actually released.
I tried to keep the hype going. I thought it was a really good game.
I'm just saying,
you have
to admit.
Have you played it yet?
I haven't played it yet.
Have you turned it on?
I haven't played it yet. I'm not critiquing the game. I'm not doing that. I'm just trying to... I mean, come on. It was...
Yeah, I know. You're trying to find an explanation.
Right, and... I don't know. I feel bad at this point.
Yeah, I do too. Well, I mean, you notice, looking at this list, there's not a single music game on here.
No.
I mean, we're in the second month of Beatles and Guitar Hero. Guitar Hero 5 never... Did it chart last month?
Oh, it had a chart. Come on.
Did it?
It had to have. Well,
I feel like it did too, but I can't remember now.
I don't know. But those games will... I bet you in December they'll both show up again. Yeah, even in November, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Because those are Christmas gifts, for sure. But, right. Yeah, they're down. Obviously, they're down. And I don't think that the inclusion of DJ Hero and Band Hero is going to be helping things.
No, see, especially the actors, they're really spreading themselves out.
They're oversaturating the market really
bad.
Yeah,
you know, Guitar Hero 5 did try. It was number 9 last month for the 360.
That's kind of low. But, I mean, I don't know. They knew that they were oversaturating the market already. I don't know why they would decide to... I don't understand why Band Hero needed to be. I understand the theory of making things more poppy. I think they should have just been backing away from the over-metal aesthetic that Guitar Hero 5 had. They should have just found some even ground there. That's something Rock Band's able to do.
Right.
And but anyways, I want to talk about that a little bit more later. But is there anything else big on the software side that you feel like it should be there? What else was big in October? I don't know if there's any other huge surprises.
No, I mean, you know, Forza charted, so...
Yeah, it's good for Forza charted.
I mean, that's the other big... For me, at least, the other big October game. I think that's... Demon's Soul didn't really pop up there.
Well,
I didn't think
Demon's Soul...
I'm just trying to think what else came out that month that was a big deal.
Right. Well, didn't the other NBA game, NBA Live, EA's
did
one...
Did it come out? I don't
pretty
know.
Pretty sure it did. I don't know. Maybe it came out... I mean, I'm pretty sure it would want to come out, you know...
Same time, yeah.
Same time when the season starts.
Since it's the only great, like, sports game cross... Well, I guess the NHL games, too, but so...
Oh, yeah. Well, wait, you're saying it's the last sports game thing that EA doesn't have?
There's competition.
Well, EA doesn't have anything on baseball, right?
Right, right. But I forgot about NHL, so that's not fair.
Right. But what I take away of this is, yay, Uncharted 2 for doing well. And apparently the game has already sold 1 million copies, like you said. I mean, of course, you know, Modern Warfare 2 sold like 1 million copies yesterday. But that's
so
Modern Warfare 2.
We'll get to that.
but no, I think I can't emphasize, I think that's a great number for Borderlands. That is, for a new IP, that is really good.
Yeah, that's impressive. I mean, they've said, like, at this point, Borderlands 2 is a no-brainer.
Right. I mean, there was a story today that the guy was like, if Borderlands 1 sold well enough, I hope there's a Borderlands 2. Well, yeah, we don't have to worry about that.
Yeah.
Borderlands did quite well. And good reason. It's a fun game. All right. Let's move along.
All right, so we got Danny Harrison, son of Beatle George Harrison, confirms that after the experience of Beatles Rock Band, he's working on with Harmonix as a consultant on Rock Band 3, and he wants to somehow make the game work so that it'll actually teach you how to play guitar, possibly with a new peripheral. And my hope would be that if they do want to do a new guitar peripheral, that the game is also compatible with the old ones as well, or else that's never going to fly.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. It's just one of those things where I can't really quite picture what he's talking about.
Right. The PC front, BioWare, has released the Dragon Age campaign and cutscene toolset, making me a little jealous. You can create, like, fully lip-sync cutscenes with this thing, which is really cool to me.
Lip-synced cutscenes.
Yes.
You can add your own dialogue.
Yeah.
I wonder if you can make, like, an adventure game in that.
Probably. Just don't put any battles in it.
Right.
Furthermore, the Torchlight editor tools are available.
Oh, I didn't know those were going to happen.
That's cool. I need to get that game.
Yeah, I plan on getting it at some point, because, yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah. The Secret of Monkey Island Special Edition team released this week some deleted dialogue and scenes they found inside the original code for Secret of Monkey Island.
Oh, I read those. That was fun.
Yeah, it was pretty neat. Like, apparently, instead of deleting a lot of this stuff, the original developers just, like, commented it out. So it's all still in the code.
I liked a lot of the references to, like, Sierra games and stuff.
Yeah.
They're very open about the fact that they were rivals.
Yes. We also have word now that the Eidos Square Enix merger is officially complete, with Eidos now being called Square Enix Europe.
Yeah, there you go.
So the Eidos name is no more.
Yeah, I'm not too heartbroken about that.
We have rumors of a November 2010 launch of Natal for the low, low price of somewhere between $50 and $80.
Ooh.
I know, that's
We'll see.
Because the price that was originally being thrown around in these rumors were it was £50 British, which would be $80 American, but typically, if you kind of skew the way prices are for everything else, that's what has people with this $50 thing, which it's probably worth more than that. I think Microsoft's willing to take a cut on the hardware to really get the penetration for this thing out there, you know?
Right.
Now, did you get your Pandaren pet in the World of Warcraft?
No, I'm not buying pets. And if I bought a pet, I'd be embarrassed to have it.
You know what, though, Mike? They're sold out.
Yeah, sold out.
They're all out of their virtual pets.
Oh, my God. That's funny, though.
I know. That's, like, worse than the lightsaber in the Avatar marketplace. Now, in a bizarre move, wait till you see what I did here. Bizarre Games, as we know, they're working on a new Bond game for Activision. But instead of starring new James Bond Daniel Craig, it's starring a British actor named Adam Croesdell. I'm probably not saying that right.
Oh, that's stupid.
I know. I mean, I don't know who this guy is. I'm sure maybe he's fine. But it just seems like, you know, the movie franchises worked so hard to establish Daniel Craig as the new James Bond, and they did a really good job of it. And he likes games. He's a gamer. Like, why wouldn't you get him in this game?
I don't know. That's pretty dumb.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see. I'm sure he's fine, but it's going to make it feel like it's not like a first-rate AAA, we tried really hard game. I think it's going to make it feel like a Bond game we crapped out.
I mean, even if they had to get a Daniel Craig sound-alike, it would have been better.
Yeah, something, yeah. Oh, well. And then we have, of course, with the Modern Warfare 2 launch, reports that it sold 4.7 million units on the first day.
Whoa.
That's the largest entertainment launch in history, eclipsing the 3.6 million units of Grand Theft Auto 4. And the estimates put the American sales number somewhere around 55% of the worldwide sales numbers, which puts it at approximately 7 million units worldwide in 24 hours. Now, I was at a midnight, what?
I'm just saying, man.
Oh, I thought
that's
you were
not, I'm not
me.
Shushing you, I'm like, shh. It's like a TH.
Yes.
Like chaw, without the A.
Anyway, yeah, I was at a midnight launch at a Best Buy here, and by the time midnight hit, I'd say there were maybe about 40 people in my line, but there was a GameStop in the same plaza that had to have over 150 people in line. Like, as I'm driving through the plaza, I got confused, because, like, the GameStop's really small, and it's kind of tucked in a corner. And I was like, why are all these people at Burlington Coat Factory? Like, what's going on there? Till it finally dawned on me. And the thing was, too, like, you know, I only got there around 11:30, and I was still, like, maybe the 20th person in line, so it didn't take me too long to get through. I, like, got back in car drive, and that line didn't even look like it moved. Right. I mean, it was massive.
Right. Our GameStop had a pretty big line, too. We were just there. We got there at 10:30. I was there with my brother. He got his. He actually got a... When I say my brother, I don't mean you. Yeah, he got the bundle, because his 360 just died. Which is a nice bundle.
Yeah, it really is. For everything you get in, it's not a bad deal. The thing that's driving me nuts is they split us off to people who pre-ordered, went to customer service. If you didn't, you just went through the regular lines. And, like, the customer service people just, like, suck at their job. Like, it took forever. 4 people in 10 minutes went through that line. People actually opted to go to the regular line, just buy the game, and come back tomorrow and refund their pre-order down payment.
Well, that's good to see a system working for them.
Yeah, you know, I'm like, oh, thank God I pre-ordered. I mean, I got the hardened edition, so I mean, I kind of had to pre-order to make sure I got that, although I probably would have been fine because I was there early enough. But I'll talk more about that later. After some leaked screenshots, we have confirmation that Facebook is coming to the PlayStation 3.
Oh, who cares?
In other news, the Xbox Live update with Facebook, Twitter, and Last.fm and the Zune Marketplace and everything else will hit November 17th for everyone not in the preview program.
That's the day Star Trek comes out on Blu-ray. Everyone's going to be watching
crazy.
That. Right?
That's what I'll be doing.
I'll never play a video game again.
Yes, you will. And
I'll play Star Trek
lastly,
online.
And what I find absolutely hilarious, how much do you know of Tim Langdell in Edge Games?
Refresh my memory.
I'm sure George will enjoy this story. So this guy owns a game company called Edge Games. They were founded in 1990. They haven't made a game since 1994.
What was that
game? I don't even know. But their website claims they have four games in the works, and they're bringing some of their old Commodore 64 games to the Virtual Console or something. Anyway, because this company is called Edge Game, Tim Langdell, the owner of the company, feels that he has the right to sue anybody that uses the word Edge anywhere in their games. In the past, he'd gone after, like, Namco for Soul Edge and things like this.
Is Mirror's Edge on the chopping block?
Yeah, he had a big fight with EA, and this EA was actually able to finally shut this guy up a little bit. But apparently, like, any time, like lately, he's been really attacking indie game developers, like iPhone games and things of the sort, because they use Edge. Famously, a few months ago, I've talked about before, the iPhone game called Edge, which is a really great game. He was, like, trying to say that they're infringing his copyright. They either have to change the name of the game and give him 25% of all revenue they made while the game was called Edge, or they could license it from him and pay 10% from all the previous sales and all future sales to this guy.
Wow.
Wow, you're just a really big asshole, aren't you?
Does he just have his company alive so he can sue people?
It pretty much sounds like that. No, wait, I'm trying to pull up the name of the latest victim of his madness. I think it's Killer Edge Racing. Another indie game. It's been out for 5 years, and I think they just, like, released an iPhone version. I might have that not exactly right. Again, he's trying to, like, sue this guy. So all the really big, prominent indie game makers, the guys who are, like, making Fez, Phil Fish, and the guys who did Ellis and Critter Crunch are renaming all of their games. So it's now Fedge and Critter Credge and Agellus, just to piss this guy off. Because,
nice.
I mean, he was on the IGDA board. The members of the board put together a petition for why this guy's basically a douchebag, and then he, for unknown reasons, resigned from the board.
Nice.
Like, nobody likes this guy. It just cracks me up, like, how just greedy someone could be.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, hopefully everyone will shut this guy up, finally.
Hopefully. I doubt it. So, is that it for the news?
Yeah, that does it.
Okie doke. We're going Stan's quiz today.
Yes.
No quiz. You passed. How about that?
Yes.
Good job.
I like this system.
There, you won. Okay, here's we go. Hey, by the way, did you see that video they just put up for New Super Mario Brothers?
No, I didn't actually.
This is video of, like, these people kind of playing, and, like, the Luigi character isn't moving, so all these people in their Yoshis just kind of throw him and stuff the whole time. It looked awesome. That game would be great. I just love the game. Like, while the first New Super Mario Brothers kind of had a, like, original Mario Brothers, maybe even a Mario Brothers 3 aesthetic to it, this one definitely has a Super Mario World aesthetic to it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Well, I mean, Yoshi's in it for one thing, just the hills, I don't know.
Right.
I see it anyways.
See, I'm kind of bummed because I got it on Amazon because I had a $10 credit from when I bought Dragon Age, and then buying this game got me another $10 credit, but usually I do like that Amazon release day delivery is only like $5, but because Nintendo releases everything on a Sunday, I can't do it. So I'm not going to get it till Tuesday.
Ah, it sucks.
I mean, I'll find something to play in the meantime.
Right,
I've got some games.
I'll probably not have to wait till my birthday for that one, but it looks sweet. All right, I just got some Let's Go Topical questions for you. We can talk about these. We got five of them. All right, here's the first one. We saw that the PS3 just beat the 360 and the NPDs this month.
Mm-hmm.
Again, 2 months in a row.
Yes.
Do you think the PS3 will consistently beat the 360 MPDs for about the next year?
You know what? I don't know if they're going to be outright beating them, but it's certainly going to be closer with a lot of jumping back and forth than it's been in the past. I think they finally hit a sweet spot in price point. they finally got enough worthwhile games on this system, aside from like third-party games that are basically the same on both. The only thing that could really spoil it is if Natal really takes off.
Which it won't.
I don't know. We'll see.
Not that Sony's thing's going to take off either, mind you, but...
And honestly, too, I honestly think a lot of this has to do with the fact that Sony's commercials are really good right now.
Yeah, I feel like for the first time ever, they don't annoy people.
I know, right?
I feel like that... Like,
I get excited
like that,
when they come on.
Right, I feel like their brand re-imaging or whatever really works for them.
I love the one where the guy's like, yeah, I just got a PS3. What should I get? What game should I get for it? And the guy's like, I got two words for you. Montage! And his title is like VP of Epic Footage.
Right. I love his...
I mean, that's great. That's really great.
It's good stuff. We're enjoying it. You know what we didn't talk about with the MPDs? The PSP Go was released on October 1st. The PSP was The PSP was like last.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I didn't even think of that. I guess it didn't work.
Yeah, I don't think the PSP Go took off at all.
No, and in fact, there are reports too that it's been hacked. The guy who did it won't release the hack, but he has video up of Sonic CD running on it.
Oh, that didn't take long.
Yeah.
But yeah, PSP Go, more like PSP No.
Oh,
once again,
who could have seen
that
coming? That
line. I love that line. Okay. Star Trek Online will be a commercial success. What do you think?
I hope so. I think it's certainly not going to do WoW level. Nothing is.
Oh, okay. No.
It'll at least do like Warhammer Online levels.
Isn't Warhammer Online not doing that great?
No, it's doing fine. There might be some layoffs hitting Mythic. There are layoffs hitting like all of EA. I know like the Command & Conquer devs are like pretty much done after they finish CNC4 Tiberium, which kind of sucks. Pandemic got hit hard. But Mythic issued some statements saying, like, don't worry, the game's going to continue getting support and everything.
Right. That doesn't sound like a success to me. Like, don't worry, we'll still keep making stuff.
I think that's more to do with EA and less to do with Mythic.
Okay.
It'll be on the top tier of that kind of, like, when you think of MMOs like City of Heroes / Champion
Online. Maybe on the same line as Lord of the Rings Online.
Yeah, somewhere around there. I mean, it'll be profitable. It'll do well for them.
I was surprised when we were at the midnight launch for Call of Duty. Like, you know how they have all the boxes for pre-order stuff lined up at the walls? Mm-hmm. Like, a good chunk of them were Star Trek Online boxes.
Obviously, the success of the new movie franchise is going to help out a lot.
Oh,
and I'm sure, like, the NCSoft guys are like, oh, thank God.
Because they're using that font, that classic Star Trek font that hadn't been used since the movie started using it again. Like, that's back. Although, you know, you go in the forums, like, I was just checking out the community, a lot of people are seemingly upset / worried. They feel like this February release date is very sudden. They're kind of worried that they guess that the game might be getting rushed. I don't know. It's hard to say.
It's been in development for... I mean, granted, it's switched hands, I know, but it's been in development for so long.
Right. I don't... Yeah, I mean, I have...
And the thing is, too, every preview I've read of it seems very positive.
Right. Especially with the ship stuff, so we'll see.
Yeah.
I just was reading about like how like it works when you get your ships and what ships you can get, like as you progress your ranks. I was just getting very excited. I was just geeking out because I recognized so many ships.
Here's my question to you: when you play the game, are you going to go with a stock race or are you going to create your own?
Probably a stock race.
Yeah, see, I think so too. I feel like that's a little much that everyone can make their own alien race. I mean, how many are there?
Well, no, that's fine. Oh, there's a lot of alien races. You ever watch Star Trek? I mean, Alien of the Week. Oh,
yeah, that's true.
There's a lot of aliens that have space stuff, and we just don't really hear from them that much. So I can buy into that.
Okay,
and it's fine because you'll only.
Well, if
see
you say it's okay, Mike, then I believe you.
Right, it's fine.
You are the authority on the subject.
And I think there won't be that many of them, so it'll make sense too because more people are going to want to be Star Trek aliens.
Yeah, I almost feel like I just want to make a human.
Yeah, I mean, I'll probably do Andorian. If you can make a Cardassian in the Federation, I'll do that. Although I have a feeling Cardassians, if anything, will end up in the Klingon faction. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't see a lot of people really playing the Klingon faction. Maybe Klingons, but that's about it. You know.
Yeah, but. I can understand. You know what? If I had been making this game, I wouldn't even have really worried about PvP. That wouldn't have been a concern of mine.
Right.
I don't. That's just me. But you know, I can understand the need to kind of make Klingons the bad guys again.
Well, did you hear that they said that they're open to the idea of eventually doing some kind of third neutral faction that would be entirely comprised of player-made species?
Right.
That'd be kind of cool.
That would be interesting. So, but I mean, there I've already just been hearing ideas for possible expansions, like the Mirror Universe and stuff like that. It'll be there's a lot of possibilities there. I'm pretty excited.
The great thing is too, like 5 years from now, when they want to do Star Trek Online 2, they could do the new timeline after a couple more of the new movies have come out and they're set.
It'll be good times. Just seeing that you can have the Prometheus, I'm so excited.
I know.
It's gonna be good times. I wonder about the Cardassians. I could go on about this. I could do a whole podcast.
I know.
Because I read like the Cardassians are apparently, you know, they're still in bad shape since the Dominion War when their planet was pretty much effed. Oh, it's gonna be awesome. Anyways, next question. Brutal Legend was hurt more by the overexposed music genre than it was helped by it. Do you agree or disagree?
Not really. I don't think they were trying to say, like, if you like Guitar Hero, you'll love Brutal Legend. Like, that never really happened.
But don't you think, like, that whole, like, sort of, like, 14-year-old kid drawing in his notebook, like, all the skulls and all the demons and the horns and metal is awesome. Don't you think that's getting a little old?
Well, I think that doesn't have anything to do with music games. I just think, honestly,
Music games expose that a lot.
I think it has a lot to do with the fact, like, that opening cutscene in the game where it's, like, the tween band playing, like, their version of metal. Unfortunately, I think that might be part of this game's failures. People just don't care that much about heavy metal music, and so that draw wasn't there for them.
I mean,
maybe that's it, because honestly, like you said before, I can't find a reason for why this game shouldn't have done well. I really can't. It's a good game, it has a strong marketing behind it, it's got Jack Black. I don't know why this game didn't do well.
Maybe Jack Black isn't popular anymore. His last few movies did not do very well.
That's true. I don't know.
All the ones he headlines, anyways.
And sadly, this is like his best performance, I think.
Right. He's been doing better voice acting lately. This and Kung Fu Panda.
Yeah.
You expect to see Diablo 3 release in 2011. You see that story, by the way, where there was...
Yeah, they're like the next few years or whatever that, and like some StarCraft expansions.
Wait, what is this StarCraft expansion stuff? I thought StarCraft 2 was three different games now. What is it?
I know. I think they're so off message on that.
They're backpedaling. Anyways, Diablo 3, 2011.
It better come out in 2011.
I'm thinking 2012 now. I'm assuming the worst.
No, I mean, for as much as they've been showing of that game and it's been playable, there's way too much they're showing of this game to not come out in a year and a half from now, or 2 years
from now.
How hard
can Diablo 3 really be to make?
Seriously, right? I mean, most of it's random generated, isn't it?
Yeah. Why did Diablo 2 take so long now that I think about it?
Yeah, there's no way on God's green earth they can't finish it in 2 years. For what they've shown, for as much as they've done, I mean, it sounds like most of the work is going to be, like, balancing. That doesn't take 2 years.
Who even knows? Maybe all those guys are working on Cataclysm now for a little bit. They're taking a little break.
If this doesn't come out in 2011, I'll be very upset.
All right.
I'm surprised. I'm honestly still surprised it's not coming out in 2010. I mean, I guess I can understand because you already got a StarCraft and WarCraft game coming out.
You know, the beginning of 2009, when we were talking about games we were looking forward to, I was being very... I didn't think about it at the time. I guess I was very foolish in thinking that Diablo 3 might have been released that year. Because I said Diablo 3 was one of my anticipated games of 2009.
I know.
God, I feel stupid.
Whoops.
Okay. You played Modern Warfare 2, right? You beat it.
Yeah, I beat it last night.
Last week we were talking about that airport level.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my thing. Has the Modern Warfare 2 airport level doomed us all?
See, I wish it didn't get leaked. I so wish it didn't, because here's my myriad of problems now. First of all, everyone freaked out about it, because yeah, on paper, it's kind of scary. In the game, I think it's handled fairly well. Okay, did you play it?
I haven't played yet. I wish I had.
Okay, so hear me out.
Come on.
Okay, first of all, you lied. There's no little objective thing that pops up on the screen that says terrorize. In fact, you don't have to pull the trigger.
I didn't lie. I said what I heard. I was very explicit. Oh, okay.
Well, there's nothing even in that. It never at any point forces you to shoot anybody. It never tells you to shoot anybody. Like, honestly, I got into that scene, started shooting at the first crowd just kind of by impulse, and then just like, ugh, and I just kind of like hung back. And here's the thing, too. Because I knew about it, I couldn't just play the level and play it. I had to sit there being overly critical of it, micro-analyzing every element of this scene to see if it's offensive. And I feel like it was kind of ruined for me, you know?
Right. Well, I don't know. I still need to try. I still don't I still don't think I'm going to like this, though. This still seems like too much to me. And everyone I talked to, they said they were just kind of uncomfortable by it and not... It wasn't necessarily an experience they wanted to have.
I think it works. Here's the thing. It's very powerful. I think it works. And it's also... It fits the story very well.
It doesn't sound very subtle.
Here's the thing. I understand what Infinity Ward wants to do with this. I think it's admirable. I think it's really pushing forward emotive storytelling in gaming. The problem is, it's Call of Duty. Which, let's face it, most people are going to buy this and play the multiplayer. And if they play the single player at all, it's because they're bored and they don't care. They just want the achievements.
That's right.
Now listen, like, this would be the equivalent of, like, marketing Schindler's List to people who liked, I don't know, The Rock. Like, if Schindler's List, for whatever reason, was called The Rock 2,
right?
Like, but you tried to be that serious about it, like, it wouldn't work, you know?
Right. I wish I had played it more to talk about, but I just feel like, and they do that kind of lame thing in the beginning where it's like, there's gonna be a disturbing scene later. Do you want to play it? Well, who's gonna say no? Everyone's going to want to see what it at least is at that point.
Yeah, and what they do too is, as soon as any time during that level, if you become uncomfortable with it, you can press start and skip it. And the game does nothing to penalize you for that. So, I mean, it's good that option's there. I mean, honestly...
But that's not...
Honestly, I feel like if that's what you're going to do in the game, I feel like they've handled it about as, like, the best you could. Honestly, you need to play it.
I still don't like the... It just seems... First off, what's the message then? What is the point? That shooting at people is terrible? How hypocritical can you get?
I mean, do you want me to tell you what the whole thing in the story is while you're doing it?
I know you're undercover or something, and you're supposed to pretend to be a terrorist.
Right.
Okay. Well, I just don't... I don't want you to go into details.
It's a demonstration of the lengths that sometimes must be taken in order to, like, stop evil. It's like, you have to... I guess, like, the message is you have to sacrifice these lives to save even more lives. And these are the kind of things that organizations like the CIA and the military sometimes have to go through. And is that right? Like, shouldn't you be trying to save everybody, and sometimes you just can't? So, what's acceptable? I mean, that was one of my takeaways from it.
Like I said, I had to try it, I guess.
Right. Honestly, like I said, I think they handled it well.
I think it's a powerful scene.
I mean, it will make you uncomfortable.
Well, yeah.
But that's okay. I mean, movies make you feel uncomfortable all the time, okay. And people applaud that.
But here's the thing. Some movies make me feel uncomfortable. Not the big popcorn Hollywood movies. Now, when I think of Call of Duty, that is... come on. Call of Duty...
This is the equivalent of The Rock.
Yeah, it's the equivalent of The Rock.
That's what I was saying. That's what I'm saying. I feel like maybe Call of Duty wasn't the place to go this deep. Maybe a different, like, maybe like something like 6 Days in Fallujah would have been the place. A new IP where it's explicitly this is the point. I don't know. Did you see the Fox News thing about this?
I read the transcript. Fox News talking about it doesn't bother me because that's Fox News. Whatever. But I'm worried what everyone else is going to think about. Because you tell somebody, there's a level in this game where you're pretending to be a terrorist, you can shoot at civilians in an airport. That sounds pretty, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. I'll try to get to that. Yeah, I was saying earlier, I said on Twitter, I've become that guy who's playing Dragon Age Origins instead of Call of Duty. All right. Last question for you. Is the credibility of studios like Infinity Ward and Bungie hurt by their reputation as one franchise studios? Can Bungie and Infinity Ward, can they go down in the annals as great studios when really all they've done, at least for a while, they kind of cling on to these franchises?
That's actually an interesting
question. Would Steven Spielberg be great if all he ever did was Indiana Jones films for the rest of his year once he made one?
Right. I mean, it's hard to say now. Part of it, really, these studios aren't that old, you know?
Like, Bungie's kind of older. Bungie, you know, they hadn't only ever done Halo.
Right.
Since 2001, I mean, it's been
Halo is an 8-year franchise, and in 8 years, 4 games. I mean...
Well, yeah, right. 4 games.
And one was a trilogy, and, you know, you say what you will about doing trilogies like that. And it's not like they're not popular, and it's not like they're not good.
They're justified, I mean, I'm sure. But yeah. This kind of goes with Call of Duty, where if you want to talk about how they want to make art with what they're doing, and how Modern Warfare 2 has a message, but at this, I don't know. It's hard for me to separate that these things are such commercial products.
Mm-hmm.
Such big commercial products. A million units in a day. But does Infinity War deserve that much credit for doing kind of the same thing over and over again? Wouldn't you be happy to see Infinity War try something different?
And that is the complaint a lot of people have is and you get this sense when you play the game too. It's familiar ground. It's not doing anything too mind-numbingly new. It's just very polished. But then you hit, like, I know Gabe was talking about this in Pain Arcade. He's like a first-person shooter in 2009 with no cover or blind fire system. Yeah, thanks, no.
I don't know if I agree with that, per se. I think a first-person shooter cannot have cover and be okay. That's fine.
Right, but I mean gameplay-wise, this game does not play very differently from Modern Warfare, like, at all.
Right.
It's, you know, it's just, like I said, it's just polished to a fine sheen, but I'll say this, and I mean, we're kind of getting into my whole My Week in Gaming stuff.
Well, that's next anyway. This is a good segue.
Okay, so we'll transition. Here's my thing about Call of Duty. So yes, I played it, I beat it, I enjoyed it thoroughly. It's a game of extremes. The good stuff's really good, the bad stuff is like, you're really sitting there puzzling, like scratching your head, like, what? Why did they do that? But here's the thing I noticed above all else. The worst parts in the game to me, personally, and not to say that they're bad, just my least favorite parts, are the parts where you're shooting and playing the core gameplay.
Well, that's a problem. But here's
why. There are parts in the game where there's like some vehicle segments that I think are really good, and there's parts where like they take your gun away from you, and you're like just running or something like that. Those are so good that I would rather be doing that. I'd rather play like Modern Warfare, like Escape or something like that, you don't have a gun the whole time.
And to be fair, we could say the same thing about Uncharted 2, that a lot of the more interesting parts of the game weren't necessarily because you were shooting people.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's the same kind of thing. They were just so well done that, like, when
it's the set pieces, really, right?
Yeah, if my character got his gun taken away from him for any reason, I got really excited because I was like, oh, yes! So, I mean, yeah, the shooting mechanic in the game is fine, and they were claiming they got rid of that problem with, like, unlimited respawns until you pass the line. It still does that. I don't know what they're talking about. There's times you're sitting there shooting, you're like, okay, you know, unless I move forward, this is not going to stop. But, I mean, still, like I said, it's really good. It's a very polished game. If you like first-person shooters, you're going to like it. It's good. I beat it in 2 days. I never even beat Modern Warfare. I beat this in two days.
I was surprised to hear.
I know everything that happened in it, so I don't feel like I missed out on the plot. And they have like a kind of synopsis at the beginning of the game too, of Modern Warfare. But it's really good. You know, it's 4.7 million units is a lot, but it's kind of justified. It's good, and I haven't even touched multiplayer or Spec Ops yet.
I see. I've done a little multiplayer just because my one friend wanted to play with me. By the way, the friend I was playing, he's such a typical, just, you know, constantly complaining about not doing well, just screaming too many obscenities and racial slurs.
Was this PJ?
No. Yes.
It wasn't? Oh, okay.
But, you know. But it was, you know, it was still fun.
Right.
Okay. Well, Dragon Age.
Oh, I should say too, real quick, the DC levels are really good.
Right.
Those actually are very emotional. They really are. They really kind of hit home in a way I wasn't expecting. And it's really helped along all of it. The soundtrack in this game is phenomenal.
Right. Yeah, like I said,
Who did they say did the music?
I don't know.
James Newton Howard, or...
Is it James Newton Howard?
It's someone. Shoot, I'm mixing up my composers.
It's a Hollywood guy.
Yeah, let me look.
It's not James Horner, is it?
It may be.
I don't think it would be James. I'd be surprised if it was James Horner. James Horner was the guy who once claimed he was beyond doing Star Trek anymore. I can't imagine he'd do a video game.
Oh, come on. Where's the story?
Why don't you just Google Modern Warfare 2 composer?
I did. Hang on.
I don't think he did it good enough.
Where the...
Hans Zimmer.
That's it. Hans Zimmer. I just found it, too.
I just Googled
it. I typed composer Call of Duty Modern Warfare. It wasn't the top hit, okay?
Hans Zimmer's music can kind of sound pretty similar from... Does it sound very Hans Zimmer-y?
Yeah, well, what the game does very well is it does a good job of timing the music to things going on in a very, like organic way. Like, you don't notice that, like, this music's now kicking in because you got to this part. It just kind of worked. Like, there's the snowmobile level that we all saw at E3. The end of that level with everything that happens and the way the music swells at the very end is awesome. I really like the snowmobile level. Honestly, that level is the closest I felt to, like, the speeder bikes through Endor and anything. Huh. Like, they should take that engine and make a Star Wars game and have a speeder bike level, because it's really good.
Interesting trivia. What do you think was the only Oscar Hans Zimmer won? For what movie?
Lion King.
Yeah, Lion King. You're probably reading the same one-up story I am, aren't
no,
you?
No, I'm not. I am not on one-up, actually.
All right, yeah. But he won for Lion King. Okay. Anyways, so Dragon Age, you still playing that?
Yeah. I took a few days off from it to play Modern Warfare. I'm going to play more of it tonight. It's awesome. I love it. It's so good.
Did you get any more of your treaties?
I got the Dalish. I don't know if I done that one last we recorded or not. So I did some side questing. I completed the Juggernaut armor set, and I got all the Blood Dragon armor.
Me too.
So
I've got
my guy and Alistair both pimped out, and it looks sweet as hell. So I'm going to go off to Orzammar and talk to the dwarves.
Like, I only have one guy who even uses heavy or massive armor. I gave him the Juggernaut armor and not the Mass Effect one in the end.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. But, yeah, I think I'm exactly where you are, because I'm about to go to the Dwarf's place to get them, and then I'm good.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Wow. So, you really caught up with me there.
Yeah, I did. So there we are. I beat that one dragon that you were too excited about beating the one time.
Oh, it was sweet. Well, see, you're playing a rogue, so you probably didn't get the sweet killing animation for it.
No, I didn't. But still, I just want to say, I'm down here. I hear AJ hooping and hollering upstairs like an idiot. I'm like, what
you
the hell is going on?
It's sweet, because the killing animation that they do for it is like, your guy like leaps into the head of the dragon, and there's like three distinct hits, and every time it does one, it does that kind of like slowdown thing, and this dragon's like throwing you around. You get back up and jump back on it and hit it again, and I've got like this fire axe I'm using. I'm like, oh my god, yes! It was so cool.
I was amused by the fact that the dragon tries to eat you at certain points.
Yeah,
you
set yeah.
the heal of the guy.
Yeah, that happened. You're like, oh fuck. Okay, good. Wind has mana. Heal.
It sure does suck that if you want to be like, oh, it's an RPG. You can make any party you want. If your character isn't a healer, Wind has to be in your party.
Yeah, pretty much.
Unless like you can like somehow change Morgan into a healer like late in the game if you don't level her up for a while. Wynn has to be in your party. And she's just... And I hate that because she's not a very interesting character. She is the...
Actually, I think she is.
She's the goody-two-shoes old lady giving you wisdom.
No, listen. Have you hit, like, her kind of, like character-specific plot stuff yet?
No.
Oh, no. Some stuff happens with her and she gets really cool,
actually. I'm
sure she
has a backstory. I don't...
No, and it affects the game, actually. It's really cool. I've never actually seen an RPG do anything like it. I don't want to say what it is now, because it's really cool. Wow. But trust me, cool stuff happens.
Why are Western RPGs so obsessed with sex?
I think it's just BioWare.
Witcher.
Ah, they're Polish.
But why...
That comes out of the books.
Okay, why is BioWare so obsessed with sex? Because they're not doing it well. It's always kind of awkward and stupid looking, isn't it?
I feel like I said, I feel like this game was suffered from all the backlash from Mass Effect, so they had to tone it down. I mean, Morgan wears almost more clothing during the sex scene than she does during, like, her normal outfit, you
But
know?
It's just stupid, isn't it? It looks so... It's not like a Hollywood sex scene. It's like a scene in a porno.
Yeah.
Plus, you know, I don't know. The whole thing is just... It's just like, why is this even here? What is the point of this?
Yeah.
Other than, like, we have sex in our game. And, I don't know. And then you have the bisexual elf. I had that guy in my party until he was literally hitting on me, and I was kind of uncomfortable.
See? Look, it affected you.
Yeah, I guess.
I had him in my party, too, until I realized I'd rather have Alistair in my party.
Right. I thought he was really cool.
He is
well,
funny,
that elf seemed really cool at first. He's awesome. Then he kind of got weird.
I think he's funny, though.
He was funny at first for a while.
Have you gotten Shale, the
yeah,
guy?
Yeah, I got Shale. He's in my party.
He's hysterical. Shale's awesome.
That's kind of... I don't know about this whole... He's DLC business. I feel kind of bad that you have to pay money to get one of the best characters in the game.
Well, no, you know the story?
No, I don't, I guess.
Okay, here's the story. First of all, he's free if you buy the game new.
Okay, right. But why do you have to go through those hoops? Because they don't want people who rent the game to get them? It's an incentive to not renting it or pirating it.
Here's the story that BioWare said like a couple months ago, and people are like kind of pissed about this. Shale was in the original game design. They recorded his dialogue, everything. But they realized, because they kind of molded him just after every other golem in the game, he was too big. Like, he just didn't fit through doors, the camera screwed up with him, and they're like, shit, this doesn't actually work. And they're originally like, okay, you know what, we don't have time to fix this, we're just going to cut it. And then it got to the point where, as the game was finishing, and it was like feature complete, and was just going off the Q&A and everything, the content developer side of the game, they were done, basically. But the game wasn't coming out for 3 months. They're like, you know what, we have time right now to go back, fix Shale, and just have it as a download. And they didn't want to screw over consumers, so that's why it is free. I mean, because when you download it, it's not like a 4 kilobyte unlock code. It's 150 megabytes. It's you know, it's actual content, so it's not like you're getting completely screwed over or anything.
I don't know. That sounds suspect to me. First off, Shale not fixed. So you're saying they fixed it so that Shale can fit through doors now?
Yeah, they shrunk him and they had to retool some stuff, right, and well, what have
okay.
you.
Maybe some of that time could have been used to addressing the myriad of other minor bugs in the game.
Yeah, do you have audio cut out on you?
Yeah,
all
what
the
hell is that?
That's really annoying. Because I don't play with subtitles too, so I'm like, wow, I hope I didn't say anything important.
Like that's
one time it actually just played the wrong audio.
Right. In a Western RPG, in like an RPG where there's tons of spoken dialogue, what worse bug can you have that's not a game crashing bug when then random lines of dialogue aren't spoken?
Yeah, that's annoying. I understand these games are massive. And there's a lot that can go wrong, but that one in particular seems like one you might want to focus on.
I mean, I've had 3 game crashes.
Really?
3 or 4.
I haven't had a game crash yet.
Yeah, I've had some game crashes, of course. So, but I mean, you know, obviously, I've been enjoying the game. I'm 30 hours into it.
Yeah, I mean,
so.
it's really, really good.
It's fun times. They need to just end their sex obsession. It's always just kind of weird and stupid and looks bad.
Yeah.
I'm glad that there's no morality system in this game.
Well, there is, but it's more subtle than it's
been. Well,
yeah,
in the past.
Sure. It's almost more about how much do your party members like you, you know?
Right.
And that's easy to circumvent too, because you could just give everybody gifts and make them like you.
Right. You just talk to them, make them gifts, they'll come around.
I mean, there are still good and bad choices to be made, but I mean, it kind of goes in that article I wrote on Bitmob, where it doesn't have to like overtly affect the game. It could just be like, this is my character. It's changing my perception of my character. That's fine. You know?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you play anything else?
Well, with the hardened edition of Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, I got my download code for the original Call of Duty on XBLA.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. Did you actually play it?
Yeah, I played through the first mission just because I was curious to see how the old girl held up. Here's the thing. It's still pretty good. I mean, it was a really great game when it came out. I played it to completion back in the day on PC. But you see just how far they've come. Like, you go through the boot camp training session that's, you know, like every World War II game has to have, and it's so kind of slow and empty and boring. And you're like, wow, they got a lot better at this. You know, you walk up and there's like the little drill sergeant who's like over emoting with his arms, so he's like pointing at you, sergeant, go over there to that table, points over there, grab a gun and start shooting at the targets. And he like starts pantomiming like a Thompson gun going off in his hand, and I'm like, well, dude, calm down, it's okay. I know.
I feel
what
to like
do.
Halo games still do that with way too much
animation.
This is, but yeah.
This is kind of comical. And the other problem, too, is the options screen doesn't have a slider for brightness.
Ooh.
And the first mission of the game is, you know, the 101st Airborne landing at night. So you can't see dick.
Now, did the first Call of Duty have the whole down-the-scope thing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Basically,
is
what
it like
you're
Control
missing,
pretty much the same?
Yeah, there's no sprint button, which is a little jarring anymore in a Call of Duty. But, I mean, you know, the game's not designed for it, so it's not, like, going to screw you up or anything. And there's no, like, quick button for grenades. You still have to, like, scroll over to them and throw them.
What do you think of Medal of Honor and Modern Warfare? No, Modern Combat, they're calling it.
Yeah, I'm not too shocker.
Yeah.
Who saw that coming? I mean, it might be good. We'll see.
How long do you think that the Modern Warfare games can enjoy this height of success?
4.7 million units, and I'll say this too, the game ends on a cliffhanger.
Oh, jeez. No, okay.
Yeah, it's kind of frustrating. It wraps up, like, the smaller personal stories, sort of, but, like, the larger, like, the worldwide conflict story is completely left open.
Oh, goody.
It's like, yeah, war's ravaging the world still.
So what's the Treyarch game? Is it World at War 2?
It's gonna be something like, honestly, they should just stop those.
World at War was good.
Yeah, I honestly, I didn't even play World of War, like, right. Single player. I think I played, like, the demo. I mean, it still sells, so I'm sure they'll still do it, but...
All right. Anything else you played, then?
I don't think so.
Yeah, me neither. Mostly Dragon Age.
Trying to think if I had an iPhone game to bust out for you, but alas.
Yeah, please spare me.
Nothing new.
All right. So then let's get to our... Excuse me. Releases.
All right. First up on WiiWare. Jeez, I couldn't spit that out. The big one, Excitebike World Rally, came out.
I need to get that that new Lost Winds that came out. That's what I want.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Maybe I'll get you a Wii Points card for your birthday, and you could get both.
I would appreciate that.
If you're a good boy.
Yay.
We see Frogger Returns and Dragon Master Spellcaster. That's the best name ever.
Dragon Master Spellcaster.
Wow. DSi, Bomberman Blitz. And they released a bunch of individual games from Electroplankton for $2 each. Trapey, Hannonbo, Wreck, Nanocarp, and Beatness. That's like, I think, half of the total ones, and they estimate, like, if they put out all of them, you pay $2 each, it's cheaper than buying the game, so that's cool.
Yeah.
Virtual Console, Wonder Boy 3, The Dragon's Trap, and Cybernoid for C64. Xbox, on Xbox Live Arcade, Enclave Experiment, some kind of music puzzle rhythm game called 0D Beat Drop, and NBA Unrivaled, which I guess is some attempt at being like a kind of arcadey NBA Jam sort of game, but apparently it's really bad.
When are they just going to bring NBA Jam back? I want NBA Jam HD. With modern players. I think I said that last time.
Was that Konami?
Did Konami make NBA Jam?
Who was... Oh, God. No, it was Midway. I don't know.
Why did Konami make NBA Jam?
Well, Tecmo published this one. It's developed by Acronym, but... Then, thank God, the Xbox original for this week, Monopoly.
Ooh.
Huzzah.
Yeah, good stuff.
I've been keeping tabs on it, and so far, no PlayStation Network update yet.
Okay.
If it's anything really earth-shattering, I will have gone back and re-recorded this part of the show.
Okay.
Good old games got Sanitarium and Blood Rain, because everyone likes Blood Rain.
I don't.
I don't either.
I like the movie by Uwe Boll. Uwe Boll. All right.
What else, Mike?
Alright, real games. Something called Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 for the PS3, 360.
It's gonna flop. Theater.
Call of Duty Modern Warfare Reflex, which is the re-release of the first Call of Duty, came out on the Wii.
Not the first, Call of Duty Modern Warfare.
That's what I meant. My first.
Yeah, and that's right, looking at footage of it, it doesn't look that bad.
Right. But still, everyone wants to play the new sexy Call of Duty.
Right.
It should have, like, if this came out, like, a month before, at least. I don't know.
Yeah, like, Teresa on the day. That's weird. They're probably hoping that people are going to rip through Modern Warfare 2 and want, like, more Call of Duty, and they'll have a Wii as well. Like, oh, go play the other one again, but on the Wii, it's going to be sweet.
Dragon Ball Raging Blast for 360 and PS3.
Okay.
I don't know. If it's good, I'll be into it. I enjoy a good Dragon Ball game once in a while. I'm glad that they don't. It's not Dragon Ball Z anymore. Now it's, like, the Dragon Ball franchise, you know?
Yes.
Phantasy Star Zero for the DS.
I didn't even know this was coming out yet. I wonder if this is any good.
There it is. World Shift for the PC.
You know they need to do? They need to just bring back, like, the original Phantasy Star Online on, like, DS or PSP. That'd be so much better than this Phantasy Star Universe crap.
Call of Duty Modern Warfare Mobilized for the DS. I'm sure that's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Naruto Shippuden. Class of Ninja Revolution 3 for the Wii.
I didn't know there was a 1 and 2.
There it is. Pro Evolution Soccer for PlayStation 2, PSP, and Wii. Dragon Ball Z Attack of the Saiyans for the DS. I don't know. Maybe this is kind of a sequel to that. Remember, there's that Dragon Ball game.
Oh, this is like it's some. It's more of an RPG.
Is it like
kind of thing?
There were a series of Dragon Ball like RPGs. They're kind of well. They're kind of like Zelda games that were for the Game Boy Advance.
Yeah,
they're actually really good games.
Yeah, I know you like them.
They're good. Jonathan Cain, the prosecutor for the PC.
Okay.
It Harvest Moon Animal Parade for the Wii.
Yay!
Yay! So not bad, really. There's some games that are willing, that are you know daring to come out the same week as Modern Warfare.
Yeah, right. I don't think I would, but yeah, to each his own.
No, Modern Warfare is ruining this holiday season. No good games are coming out. Remember?
Oh yeah, yeah. I have nothing to play right now.
That's terrible. When does the Super Mario Brothers Wii come out? Is it like the 17th?
No, it's the 15th, I guess. It's this Sunday.
Well, I think the 17th is Assassin's Creed 2 and
yeah, I like keep forgetting about that game too, because I'm always thinking to myself, like, Mario is paid off and pre-ordered from Amazon, and I'm sitting there thinking to myself all the time, like, okay, I made it. I got all the holiday games I really wanted. Anything else now is just gravy. Maybe I'll get stuff for Christmas or whatever. And then like every time I'll like go by Best Buy or GameStop, I'm like, fuck, Assassin's Creed is still coming out. I keep forgetting about that game.
You need to beat Assassin's Creed 1. You have no idea what's going
on. I don't. I know what's going on.
Yeah, the
Animus is all effed. I have it. I got it for $5 on Steam.
Oh, there you go. I'm hungry.
Sorry. Actually, I am too. I haven't had dinner yet. I'm going to make some burgers.
I'm going to go eat at the Winking Lizard tomorrow when I'm in Cleveland.
Ooh, that's exciting.
You ever been there?
No.
It is fantastic.
That's good.
Apparently, Dad got 2 tickets for the Cavs game on Saturday. I kind of want to go.
Oh, really?
Yeah. What are you doing?
What the hell?
What are you...
I have to go see a play.
Oh, you have to?
Well, I guess I don't have to.
I don't know.
Well, if I wasn't going to go Saturday, I should have gone tonight, so... Whoops.
Well, we'll see. Because I don't know. I was under the... What are we having this private conversation for? On the podcast?
I don't know.
All right, let's get out of here.
Yeah, we're still recording. Whoops.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week. You can find us at explodingbarrel.wordpress.com or at squadronshane.com and follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/explodingbarrel. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Exploding Barrel Podcast.
Bye.